Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, we have just entered into a season of worship, a very great ibadah or a very great season of worship, which starts with the first of Rajab and ends 3 months later with the first of Shawwal on the day of Eid. This is a 3 month period in our calendar that is very great and significant. And as I said, the scholars have referred to it as the season of worship. You start Rajab preparing yourself for Ramadan, Rajab and Sha'ban. So it ends with the climate is Ramadan. Now, what do we do? What type of deeds and actions should we try and carry out during the month of Rajab, during the month of Sha'ban, that will help us in Ramadan? Look, if you look at a person who is going to take part in a certain competition or a certain event, let's just say he's a cyclist and he's going to take part in a cycling event, he's going to spend most of his time doing what? Cycling. Doing the activity that he's going to be competing in. So what are we going to do in Ramadan? Most of the time we are going to be spending fasting in Ramadan. So let us start training ourselves from now, building ourselves that munasabat with the fasting, that relationship with the fast. There was a Sahabi who accepted Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was from the Bahila clan. And he came back after a year, and he came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he lost a lot of weight. And Rasulullah, he came before the Prophet and said, "Rasulullah, don't you remember me?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm al-Bahili, the man, you know, 1 year back." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What happened to you? Why are you gone so thin? Why did you lose all this weight? What has happened to you?" He says, "Since the time I left you, I fasted every day of my life. I would only eat at night." Rasulullah says, "Lima adabta nafsak? Why did you torture yourself? Who asked you to do that? Why torture yourself like that?" So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sum yawm as-sabr wa kulli yawm wa yawman min kulli shahr." Fast the entire month of patience, Ramadan. The entire month of Ramadan, observe the fast. And then fast 1 day out of every month. He says, "O Nabi of Allah, I'm young, I got the strength. Zidni, allow me to fast more." Nabi says, 2 days out of every month. He says, "O Nabi of Allah, Zidni, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission to fast more days." Nabi says, 3 out of every month. And that's it. He says, "Nabi, O Nabi of Allah, give me more." Nabi says, "Sumil hurum watruk, sumil hurum watruk, sumil hurum watruk." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, observe many fasts during the sacred months, but not the entire month. So Rajab is one of the sacred months. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, fast. If you want to fast a lot, right, then let that fasting take place in the sacred months. So Rajab is a sacred month. Let us try and start the sunnah fast Monday, Thursday. If we can't do Monday and Thursday, then one of the two, Monday or Thursday. The days are getting shorter as well, inshallah. And this will help us enjoy the fasting to a greater extent from a physical point of view, a psychological point of view, and most importantly from a spiritual point of view during the month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us understanding.